Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of EMScapades Off Duty, the official podcast of EMScapades, the comic strip. I am your host, Ben Clincy. This is December 21st. This is right before Christmas. Max? Yeah. Tearing up the cat tower, being a dick. I guess I shouldn't cuss because I have a special co-host today. Oops, I said dick. Oh, my special co-host today is...
Hi!
It's Bridget! Do I have a yay? All right, Bridget, come on, come over here. Settle up with me. You can sit up here. You can sit up here. All right. So I asked Bridget. Bridget stayed home today from preschool. She just wasn't feeling it today. She had a rough weekend, partied a little too hard, right?
Yeah, because I'm getting tired of going to school.
Why are you getting tired of going to school?
Because it gets me a little bit bored out.
You get bored out? Aw, how do you even know what bored is? Shouldn't everything be exciting and new for you?
Yes.
So, I asked her if she wanted to come and say a few words on our podcast. Do you know who listens to the podcast? My mom. You want to say hi to my mom?
Hi, my mom.
Do you want to say hi to mommy?
Hi, mommy.
See, she probably won't listen, but then I'll make her feel bad. Because she didn't. Max, get off the table. Get off the table.
Put the microphone in here.
All right, I'll put the microphone in there so you can talk. What does it matter whether I'm holding it or this stand is holding it?
I like when it's down.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, my name is Bridget. I'm a little scared.
You were so good there for a second. She grabbed the microphone. Hello, my name is Bridget, and I'm a little scared. Like, you started off, you were so confident, and I like that. You look like a little mini podcaster.
Hi.
That is awesome. So, I'm going to do a quick little interview with you. How's that sound? Oh, why are you taking the microphone away from me? I need it. I need it. It's a coping mechanism. It helps me get through my life. All right, so I just want to interview you. Let's ask you some cool questions. What is your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink. Who is your favorite superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Ooh, I've never heard you say that one before. Who is your favorite cartoon character?
Amazing World of Gumball.
You like Amazing World of Gumball. That's cool. Family Guy or American Dad?
Family Guy.
You're not allowed to watch Family Guy, right?
Right.
Let's see. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Coke. Okay. Let's see. Scotch or bourbon?
Bourbon.
You are killing me. You have an answer for everything, don't you?
Yes.
Chicken nuggets or chicken tenders?
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. French fries or tater tots?
French fries.
French fries. All right. Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Why are you speaking so softly?
Because that's how I talk sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody
wants... I like mustard because it does... Color of the sun.
Oh, I see. Yes. That's very important when you're choosing condiments. Color of the sun. So, like, you know, then ketchup would be color of the what?
Tomatoes.
Color of the tomatoes. And then mayonnaise would be the color of what?
White grass.
Right, because we don't get snow here in Charleston. We just get white grass in the mornings, right? The frost on the grass.
Yeah. When it rains... Sometimes the water turns white and it makes like snow and you can put your footprints.
We did that. We have one snowstorm since you've been alive, right?
Yes. I want to do some work for you.
Okay. All right.
So what's your favorite color?
I'm partial to blue, I think.
Okay. So what is your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero. That's a good one. Gosh, there's so many to choose. I like the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk!
Okay, be careful with the mic. All right, that was all the questions you had for me?
What is your favorite cartoon?
Favorite cartoon? I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. I mean, I like American Dad. I like Family Guy. I like South Park, you know, South Park here. I don't know. I don't really have a favorite cartoon.
You kind of do like Family Guy, so I'm guessing Family Guy is your favorite.
Okay, so Bridget put that in there for me. Family Guy is my favorite. What is my favorite movie?
I don't know.
You don't know? It's got the car. The car that time travels. You remember what it's called?
I don't know.
Back?
Future.
Back to the Future. That's right. What is my other favorite movie?
I don't know what the other movie
My
is.
Other favorite movie is A Christmas Story.
What your favorite color of the sun?
My favorite color of the sun, I like yellow. I like yellow, I think.
Your favorite color of the stocking, green or red?
Oh, okay, so we have four stockings up. So which one is that red one over there? That's for who?
Me.
No, mommy. Huh. What about that second green one? The first green one on the other side?
Daddy!
That's right. What about that green one?
Bubba.
And then what is the last red one?
Me!
That's you. But my favorite color, I like the green stocking. I do.
Yeah, I like when it's next to me.
You like my stocking next to you?
Yeah.
Well, then tell mom to trade out so we can keep the same, so we can keep the same aesthetic. We can keep red, green, red. We'll have to trade out. But see, we had it going in order of age. Don't tell anybody. Mom's the oldest.
Oh, don't tell mommy. She's going to be so mean.
She's going to be so mad. Not mean. She's going to be mad.
She's going to be like, what wrong with you?
Ooh, what is wrong with you? I mean, it's not our fault she's older. Just like it's not our fault you're the youngest. It's just the way it worked out. Right? Because you're the baby?
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm a big kid.
But you're the baby.
I'm not a baby.
I know. That's why I said it, because I knew you'd get mad at it.
I'm on the other side.
What was that?
That.
Are you looking at the green level there?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Calm down. She's looking at the volume. The green levelers go up when you talk. So she discovered that, so now this is what we'll do for the next 5 minutes, right? Actually.
Yeah!
Ooh, that was way loud. Nobody's going to like that very much. Say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
I didn't mean to do that.
Okay. Well, do you want to go ahead and get down now? Want to say bye to everybody?
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Hey, go upstairs and play, and I will come back and see you when I get done with my podcast. All righty. There she goes. And the holy terror has left the building. So I hope you enjoyed that. I basically wanted to give a Christmas gift to everyone. She is crazy fun and talkative, and probably the only way I was going to get her to leave me alone for the remainder of the podcast was to let her speak on the microphone for a part in the beginning of the podcast. But how are you doing? Happy holidays to everyone. I know this is the last one here on the 21st that'll happen before the holiday. So I hope that you have a very good holiday coming up for you. Maybe next week we can go ahead and talk about how our holidays were, or maybe we'll talk about the shit we want to leave behind in 2020. That sounds like a really good podcast. Like if you could sacrifice something to the fire. Maybe we'll do something like that. That's an idea. You let me know if that sounds like a good one. But in the meantime, this week, I asked a very simple podcast question. I said, you have a $1,000 budget. What would you get for your favorite EMS partner? Now, I realize that's a sticky situation because I said your favorite, and your favorite may not be your current. So if you and your partner listen to this, that might be why you skipped this week's podcast question. No, I'm just teasing you. You know, not always your favorite is your current or your current is your favorite, but work husband, work wife, I wanted to maybe put it that way, but I just said your favorite EMS partner because 'tis the season. So if you had a $1,000 budget, what would you get your EMS partner? I had a ton of responses. Funny enough, normally I only have one or sometimes none on Twitter. Had one there. I normally have a pretty good bit, from 5 to maybe sometimes even as much as 10 on Instagram. This time, only 2, which was very bizarre. Because on the EMScapades Reddit, r/EMScapades, I had like, I don't know, like 10 or 12 or something. Explosion of responses. So this was a weird week. I tried to think maybe Instagram had some kind of funny holiday thing going on that sucked up a lot of you, because the two people who commented on Instagram are not anybody I think I ever read from before. So it was very weird. The Instagram thing just kind of just floated on by you. Nobody really saw it. And that's okay. A little bit less work for me, right? To gather everybody up. So, but I did like all of your answers. I read a bunch of them. Some will repeat, and that's okay. I'm still going to read them because I want you to be able to say what you would do for your favorite EMS partner with a $1,000 budget. So starting off with that very one on Facebook, friend of the podcast, Trevor Q. Happy holidays to you, Trevor. He said, a bill for the other $1,400 he owes me in lunches, stolen food, help moving, and new underwear from all the insane ambulance maneuvers while on critical calls. Honestly, though, I wouldn't have any other partner, so probably a new guitar and amp. So, starts off with the funny, goes to the serious. Thank you, Trevor. I think a new guitar and an amp would be a rockin' ass. Not, you know, no pun intended. Of course, it'd be rockin', but it'd be a great, great Christmas present, so I like that one. Thank you, Trevor. Velvet W says, $1,000 to start their own business. Ah, isn't that just the dream for all of us? Don't we want to just be in business for ourselves? It seems like years and years of having supervisors and dispatchers and the public at large tell us what to do, and doctors and nurses, everybody treating us like we don't know enough to tie our own fucking boots. Wow. Being in business for yourself, just not having to answer to anybody or for anybody. Oh, what a dream. But Velvet, would $1,000 even start it? I don't even know if $1,000 could buy a food truck. Okay, and that's Ornaments Crashing to the Ground, courtesy of Max, if you heard that in the background. This is going to be an interesting podcast, kids. We tried everything we could. We put aluminum foil at the bottom of our tree. We tried everything to keep that asshole from, but at least they're shatterproof ornaments. All of our good ornaments, all of the homemade ones and the ones that the kids made throughout the years, Benjamin particularly, they didn't go on the tree this year because of stuff like what is going on right now on the opposite side of the house. So thank you, Max. You are just awesome. Thank you so much. But like I said, thank goodness they're shatterproof. Anyway, as I was saying, Velvet, $1,000, start your own business. Maybe you could start an Etsy shop with that, right? Maybe. Yeah. It's still something. But thank you, Velvet. Moving on, Corey B said, a blow-up doll. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I hit that button. There's nothing particularly sexy about a blow-up doll. It's kind of more just gross and in some ways pathetic, but I guess just any excuse to hit that button, I'll take it. And now that I'm saying hit that button along with a blow-up doll, that sounds incredibly creepy, so we're just going to go ahead and move right past this comment over to Bill A. Bill A. said, a frontal lobotomy. You would get your partner a frontal lobotomy. Dang. No, I'm just kidding. Stop. Not sexy. Frontal lobotomy is not sexy. I just didn't know where to take that damn thing. I don't know, but a frontal lobotomy is quite the gift. Not to say I couldn't use one myself, but still. Merry Christmas, Bill. Moving on, Christina C. said, massages, not by me, but by paid masseuses. She goes, thought I would clarify before colleagues saw it and decided to take it down that road. And by paid masseuses, I mean legit therapists. Really trying to cover my bases here. So Christina simply wanted to do something nice for her partner. She wanted to get them a massage. Just a nice, relaxing, work them muscles to a nice, tender, pulp. I don't know. I've never had a massage. That might be another conversation for another day. I don't know. I don't have a thing about being touched. I'm not like that. I'm perfectly fine with being touched. Shit, I'm perfectly fine with being naked. I skinny dip every pool I've ever been in. But I don't know if I'll enjoy a massage. And so I think I would be too nervous. Not nervous, but just apprehensive to enjoy it, maybe. I don't know. Does that make sense? Maybe. Maybe another conversation for another day. But poor Christina wanted to get somebody a legit massage. We sit in these trucks all the time. Our backs are stiff. A massage sounds wonderful. But because she is talking to us dirty perverts in EMS, she has to walk her comment all the way down. She said, massage, but not by me. So, of course, nothing sexy there. You got no beautiful brunette rubbing you down. So now, moving on, she said, by paid masseuses. But wait, not that kind of paid masseuse. I'm talking about, a seriously legitimate, massage therapist. Poor Christina just wants to do something nice for somebody, and somebody has to worry about somebody making a dirty joke out of it. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
As I did, made a dirty joke out of it. Christina, happy holidays to you. I hope all is well. Moving on, Crystal E. Crystal E said, a load, well, could work the same. A lot of boot spray, new socks, and several pairs of new boots, so I won't have to smell his feet again. Wow. Now, I'm not going to say that that's not a great gift. I'll take new socks and new boots. Heck yeah. I'm not particularly the smelliest of feet. When I take my boots off, I don't clear a room. I'm sure they're not exactly pleasant to be directly over top of, but for the most part, I always rock the clean socks. I take a shower every time before shift, so I'm pretty good. I'm not the smelliest. For a big guy, I think it's a responsible thing to do. If you're going to be big, you need not smell terrible on top of it. Okay. But, Crystal, your partner sounds like they may have a glandular problem or something. Like that you need boot spray, new socks, and several pairs of boots. Like you're not even taking chances. You're like, you will alternate. Two on, two off, three on, two off, two on, three off. Boots will follow that exact rotation. I want you in a pair of boots that you have not worn in 7 days the next time I see you. So they have a week to just air out, right? Yeah. That's ooh. Thank you, Crystal. And I think I know who your partner is. I think I met him in Tampa, if that's who we're thinking about or who we're talking about. Ugh, poor dude. Anyway, moving on. Les C. said $1,000 worth of storage organization material to help satisfy both of our OCD complexes. I'm not OCD. I have my moments, but I'm far from OCD. I'm a bit too much of a slob at times to be considered anything OCD, but I have had partners who were, and so I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember having bins on the bench for quick bins on the bench, because going into the cabinets to search for certain things was just too much clutter and too much to dig through, and they were just nuts so about it. So we had the IV tray plus a greatest hits of the IV tray, and then the RSI kit had the syringes laid out that were properly enough to draw up each of the drugs, and it was weird. There was a lot of pieces of tape involved. There was a label maker at times. I have had the OCD partner, so I know what you're talking about there, Les, but $1,000 worth? You may be off the charts. That may be OCD like I've never seen. So, yeah. So, anyway, thank you there, Les. Billy B said, I'd give him $1,000. You'd all know how to use it better than I could. So just hand him $1,000. What would you get your partner? I don't know. Here's $1,000. Merry Christmas. And I don't think anybody else said that one. I think everybody else was trying to be creative, and that's cool because it makes for good read for me. But I don't think anybody just thought to give him $1,000. Now, there's some clever ways to keep $1,000 coming up here soon, you Scrooges, you damn shits. But that was the first one and maybe the only one. I may be wrong, but Billy B just says, here, take $1,000. Whatever, dude. Or dudette. And so thank you, Billy. Rob B said, a vacation. Everybody can use a vacation. $1,000 could get you a pretty decent vacation, to be honest. Well, I'm vacation by yourself, because I'll take me and my family to Baltimore to go visit my mother, and I can spend $1,000 in 3 days. So, a vacation by oneself, or at the most, a couple, $1,000 could do you right. So, yeah. Good one. Thank you, Rob. Melody T said, a muzzle and booze. That's it. Now, I think you're missing the third part, because I would take it a muzzle would be because they don't stop talking, maybe, and booze because you want them to sleep for a damn change, or I don't know, but I think the two aren't going to work. I think muzzle and a booze needs a third part, which is a straw. Am I wrong here? Am I thinking of this the wrong way? Like, you muzzle them, you pop a little straw into however large they can get their mouth, and then right down into the bottle. And wouldn't it be a catch? Wouldn't it be a catch? 22, if he or she, and there was no specification here, if he or she was a talkative drunk who was funny and who was like insightful and who was like somebody you wanted to hear talk when they got drunk, but unfortunately you've muzzled the person and now you can't hear any of the stuff that you would have wanted to hear. While they were talking before, you muzzled them because all they were talking was a bunch of bullshit that nobody wanted to hear. And then you got them drunk and now they want to go ahead and explain, you know, what it is that makes them the way that they are and what they think about the universe and all things in it and how they find that you as their partner creates a balance in their life like they've never felt before. Not love, but just a genuine appreciation from the heart and from the soul. But all you're going to get is, straw. You need a straw, and maybe they could talk through the straw. Maybe you'd be able to just hear just a little bit. And yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I'm thinking that one through too much. It's weird. Somebody says a vacation or somebody says $1,000 and I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. Meanwhile, you talk about muzzle and booze and I could go off about that for a minute and a half to 2 minutes. That's pretty weird. I've obviously thought about certain things, I think, before before today. Bridget W said, as much time off as $1,000 can buy, maybe a month. And I want to say, yes, Bridget, maybe a month. Maybe it's a catch 22 there too, because I could joke around and say, yeah, you wish, as expensive as everything is and as much as we make and all $1,000. But then the joke also being is, you clear $1,000 in a month? Shit, lucky you. Like, we want to act like we're that underpaid, but I'll go ahead and peel back a bit of the curtain. I hope none of us are that underpaid, that $1,000 could allow us to take off for a month. So if you're joking around or if you're just being funny there, Bridget, I dig it. But if you really can get by for a month on just $1,000, man, you got it going on. I mean, not in the work department because you're grossly underpaid, but you've got it going on in your consolidation of expenses and bills and stuff and such. Yeah, so thank you, Bridget, for that one. Next up, Hans E. Hans E. I'll just say Hansi. Hello, Hansi. Hansi says rent, and that's it. And I assume truly rent in order to afford your place that you live, the shelter over your head. Not 525,600 minutes, because that's really cheap. I think right now you can get the motion picture in the bargain bin for roughly about $6.99 on DVD. I'm pretty sure it's on some of the streaming services. So $1,000 worth of rent in that regard is a bit overkill. It was a good musical and it was a good movie, and you know, but I mean, $1,000. I mean, come on, there's other things out there. Just an excuse to wave around my artsy-fartsy Broadway knowledge, because I love that kind of stuff. So yeah, thank you. All in a day's work. Thank you, thank you. No, please, save your applause. Chuck F. is our last up on Facebook, and he says, let's see. Oh boy. He said, the latest EMScapades book, $9.95, he has broken down the cost of these things. Oh my goodness. So the latest EMScapades book, which he says is $9.95, which he is correct. It is $9.95 on Amazon Prime. And the latest book is called EMScapades Forever. It is the fifth and for now final book. Please go ahead and purchase a copy if you have not done so. And I swear to you, I did not put Chuck up to this. Chuck is just teeing these up for me to knock out. And I love you for it, Chuck. This is the best Christmas gift ever. You give me a chance to plug my stuff in the middle of the comments section, and then I don't have to do it at the end of the show. Thank you, Chuck. Got a little tear in my eye here, Chuck. Because Chuck continues. Coffee, shades, and EMScapades t-shirt, $20. He's not wrong, $20. And then he says, an EMScapades beanie, $20. That's right, because over on emscapades.com/shop, nothing there is over $25. There's plenty of stuff to be found over there. So, but then he lays off, and thank you for the plug there. Thank you so much, Chuck F. Chuck F says, and a purchase of $50 worth of Dunkin' Donuts gift cards gives me a free $10 gift card, and the $10 card will be added to the above for my partner, leaving me $950.05 in cash and Dunkin' Donuts gift cards in my pocket. Merry Christmas. Like I said, some of you being very clever as to how to keep the money. Not hand your partner $1,000 and say, Merry Christmas, but to make them happy while pocketing a lot of money. And Chuck, you are the first one that I am mentioning who does it, but you are not the only one, because there's more coming up. And some of them are not as creative and not as nice and definitely aren't as awesome as EMScapades gifts. Available on emscapades.com/shop. Thank you so much, Chuck. Chuck does go on to continue. He says, actually, he would have one of those what-if conversations with his partner between calls. He'd say, like, hey, if you had $1,000 to spend, like, what would you do with it? And then he would do what they said for them or in their name. And that's super cool. So Chuck walks it back and says what he would genuinely do. But if you wanted to go ahead and get your partners some EMScapades stuff too, I mean, that would be cool too. So moving on. That was all on Facebook. Moving on to Twitter. Sam A., our only one, who is typically our only one up over on Twitter. Sam A. said, an appointment to the GI doctor. That man's gas is horrific. Something must be wrong. Whew. $1,000. The first thought you think is, I'm going to pay for that guy to get scoped. I am going to pay $1,000 cash for somebody to shove a tube down his throat and up his ass to find out what the hell died in that damn thing. Because the gas that is coming out of this man is outerworldly. That's gross, you know. It reminds me of our Taylor Swift halftime show back on our old Super Bowl one, if you remember that old podcast. The last one at the end. The squeaker at the end. Oh. There's something just so joyous about it, and it tickles me because I am a damn 14-year-old boy and will always be. So, yes, that was the reenactment of what Sam A. would like to get for his partner in order to alleviate sessions like that. So thank you, Sam A. Moving on, Instagram. Instagram, Royce B. Royce B. Like I said, I don't believe I've heard from Royce before. I don't recognize the name. But Royce V. said he needs a 40 caliber and new tires for his truck. Now, I'm not a gun guy, so I don't know how much any of that costs. But I was sitting with my partner, who is former military and a gun guy, and I said, 40 caliber and new tires for his truck. And he's like, well, I don't think that's going to cover that because, I mean, if you're lucky, you could find a 40 cal for like 500. It depends, because I mean, if it's a collector's, he knew his shit. I don't know my shit when it comes to guns. From my partner to you, Royce, one or the other, basically. He said, pick one or the other, because, yeah, unless, you know, unless, because I kicked this comment out there, and he goes, like I said, he told me that you wouldn't be able to afford it. And I said, yeah, I just didn't know what to say because I'm not a gun guy. And he said, you don't have any guns? And I said, well, I've never bought a gun. I just have the ones that people keep tossing over my backyard fence. So here in Charleston, in the suburbs, in this little nice house in this community, that's silly. But back in Baltimore, that could have been very true. And you just kind of waited until they maybe wanted to come pick it back up at a later date. If you wanted to call the police, that was on you, but you probably didn't want to. So I'm just going to put that one out there saying maybe I don't know of that personally. Maybe I know somebody that happened to. I most certainly know somebody who that happened to. Next up and last up on Instagram is Kristen B. Kristen B, here we go, says $1. Hey, at least I shared. See, that's just trying to keep most of the money, and this is like the most of the money, shy of $1, to themselves. I mean, at least, you know, Chuck back there, Chuck found a way to like give $60 worth of stuff while giving back 10 to make it actually 50 or whatever, or 50 to give it 60. I don't know. He found some mathematical magic that offered amazing EMSCapades products, amazing, comfortable-ass shirts. I mean, I'm wearing one right now. I'm wearing the Let the EMSCapades Begin shirt. Super comfortable. I went to the post office in it earlier today. People look at me. They try to read my chest. They have no idea what they're looking at. But my hope is they pull out their phone, and they're going to learn today. So anyway, that's it for Instagram. Kristen, you're a terrible partner. Love you. Reddit, the REMSCapades subreddit. We got it. This is a big list. We're just going to get through it. I think a lot of people had some varying things to say. So here we go. Starting up, Not Daniel said, I'd give it to him in a check so he could put it towards his nursing degree. That is awesome. I'm not sure if you're my partner being slick. I'm not sure. A lot of people do throw away Reddit accounts. Maybe you are somebody that I know. Maybe you are my partner. I don't know. Or maybe you have a partner who is truly going for their nursing degree. I wish them the very much best of luck. If you want, tell that partner to listen to this podcast, because I'm sure I'm going to have a lot to say when school starts back up in January. So maybe I can help them understand what they're up against. Or maybe they're further along than me and you can have them contact me and let me know what kind of shit I'm headed for. Thank you, Not Daniel. Moving on, Medic 1947 said, I'd hand him a paid-in-full check for tuition for medic school. Well, there you go. What is that? You little butt. Can you sit there and be quiet? Okay, if you can sit there and be quiet, and let me get through the rest of this podcast, we'll say goodbyes, okay, together.
No, I want to do some of the podcast, too.
Okay, well, can you read this comment? Exactly. So you can't do nothing. All right. So you just sit there. Okay.
No.
And if I accidentally cuss, you don't tell mom. Deal? I'm holding you to it. Okay. So anyway, next up, Pork Chopper 913. Is that a funny name? No. Pork Chopper's hilarious. Okay. Pork Chopper 913 said a deep tissue massage and vacation. ¿Por qué no los dos? Go to a vacation spot that offers spa treatment, you know, mud baths and deep tissue massage, you know, so you wouldn't even have to be like, here's your massage and here's your vacation. Put it all together. Make it a worthwhile trip. Next up, Golden Potatoes 7. I still love that name. I still love that name. Golden Potatoes 7 said, I'd get him a vacation. And that's cool. We all do need him. So that one I knew was going to repeat. I almost knew that was going to happen when I wrote the question. And I am happy to say it every single time because I imagine that that is 100% true. And then I just close my eyes and imagine that everybody I know and love, all of you guys, are getting vacations for Christmas. Probably not true, but my imagination wants to believe it to be so. I can hear the planes flying off right now. Moving on, Red Stick Fire. Red Stick Fire says, my partner has left me to go to a different shift. Oh, uh-oh. I'd pay the $1,000 to pay for a mariachi band to wake them up every afternoon before shift. Just kidding, I'd give it to her for a down payment on a house. So first off, yeah, you're kind of mad. I know. Partner left you to go to a different shift. So now you're like, I'll teach her. I don't really know what a mariachi band sounds like now that I'm doing that, and I fear that may have sounded a touch racist, so please do not get mad at me and just assume that I am a giant dumbass, of which that I am. Now, moving on, Froggy Knock. Froggy Knock? Sure. Froggy Knock. Oh, man. Froggy Knock went down to the least. Okay. So, we had somebody give $50 worth of various EMS page swag and Dunkin' Donuts gift cards while pocketing $950.05 worth of stuff. We had another person give give the whole $1,000 very unselflessly, unselfishly. There we go. And we had another person give $1 and pocket the rest. Hey, at least I tried. At least it was something. Froggy Knock here said, a slap in the face and now I'm $1,000 richer. Holy shit. Froggy Knock, you are cold as ice, man. Cold as ice. Like, that's it. That's it. I'm not even attempting to give a gift. But to the person who doesn't know that you have $1,000 in your pocket, that $1,000 is even the budget or on the line, you just smack somebody in the face for Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you, partner. What the hell was that for? Don't worry about it. Let me treat you to lunch. I have a lot of money in my pocket right now. Okay. To be honest, though, if somebody were to treat me to lunch, I don't think I would mind a smack in the face. I'm a sucker for a free lunch. Next up, Spazin. Spazin said, one item from the dollar store and bank the rest. Spazin did the same thing. $1, pocket the rest. So there you go. One item from the dollar store and bank the rest. If I can't keep the rest, then something like a back massager, because I know the trucks can be bad on the back. And maybe a really nice spa package to help relax. Guys and gals can always enjoy some spa time. So vacations, massages, things like that, big on us. We do. We have bad jobs that are bad on the back. So a massage sounds like it would be wonderful. I wish I could enjoy one. I wish I could see myself enjoying one. It sounds amazing, but I just don't see it happening. Sarah Zors. 27, Sarah Zors 27, said, a hooker.
Oh, yeah.
No, not very sexy. Very nasty. So, sorry I hit that button. And now Bridget has just run back into the living room, because that's the only reason why I could say half that shit just now. And she's running back out with an American flag. Where did you get that?
In my brother's room.
You stole it from your brother's room? So you're running around the house with the American flag.
I love American.
I love American too. So moving on from that comment that I will not say now because I don't want certain people who are back into the room to repeat it.
Yeah.
Moving on, the anti-fire. The anti-fire. Oh no, dude. You're going to get me in trouble. Go in the other room. Go back up in your room. Yes. Go. Go. Please. The anti-fire said he would call a male stripper. Go in the other room. Go. I'm going to get you. That's it. All right, cool. I had to play that game. So he said he would call a male stripper who dresses up like a cop, but with Velcro. All right. So anyway, so that's what he said. And when he got there, it would be my partner. I would give him $1,000 and tell him to take the night off and go on a date with his wife. So you would buy, you would get the male. She gone? Yeah. Okay. You would get the male stripper for your partner, for your male partner. And then you would give him $1,000, give him $1,000 and tell him to take the night off and go on a date with his wife. Then he continues, or maybe it was an OnlyFans account that he has. I forget. Whatever he does for a side gig, give him time off from it. Wait. Whoa. We just took this thing in a completely different direction. So your partner is the stripper. Oh, my God. Your partner. Okay, wait a second. So your partner is the male stripper who dresses like a cop. So he's faking another profession. He dresses like a cop, but with Velcro. And but you're thinking maybe it was just an OnlyFans account. So your partner has an OnlyFans account of him dressing like a police officer stripper. Though he is an EMT or a medic, he's not dressing like an EMT stripper or a medic stripper. He's dressing like a police officer stripper. So whatever he does for a side gig, I give him time off from it. But then you say, too soon for OnlyFans jokes. So the too soon for OnlyFans jokes, I bet that you're referencing the article that just came out featuring the female EMT or medic. I don't know which one she was, but she had a side gig as an OnlyFans account. She was doing that on the side. And showing off sexy photos. I don't know if she was particularly nude in them. I didn't get into the article. I kind of just saw the headline and I got what it meant. I do know of a couple of people who have OnlyFans accounts. I don't know what they do with them, but I do know that they have them. And I guess I didn't read the article because I didn't see the scandal about it. Whatever you want to do as your side hustle, I mean, it's just pictures or videos or whatever you put on OnlyFans, they could come back to haunt you is the only thing. I would just want everybody to be safe. Like I said, I don't use my real name as I do this podcast and comic strip just to protect my career. So I imagine OnlyFans, that's really taking a chance because you're showing your face and maybe more. So I would want them to be careful and be safe, but I don't find it particularly problematic. You know, who cares? Like, can you do chest compressions? Can you do your job? I don't care if you show off your body or I mean, that's male, female, the whole nine. I mean, like, if it's money in it, I don't think it's too soon for OnlyFans jokes. I don't find it to be a joke at all. I think it can be maybe a legitimate side hustle. And if you got it, flaunt it. Shit. You know, if you're a male stripper who likes to dress like a cop, but with Velcro, do it. You know, if you're a female who looks good, you want to show it off, knock yourself out. I don't have anything that I really want to show off, which is weird because I'm naked a lot in pool parties, and I really probably shouldn't be. But I don't care. But I certainly ain't putting it on OnlyFans. Anyway, so moving on. PM, Bubs and Vajayjay. It almost is like magic that I would mention OnlyFans and nudity and strippers, and the next one comes up is you. PMBs and V. PMBs and B, Bs and V, whatever, doesn't matter, right? Said they would give their partner a rule book on how to find different things in the ambulance. For example, blinker fluid, fallopian tubes, and stuff and such. Yes, I am with a rookie. I'm going to tell you something, PMBs and V. I read that out loud to my current partner. And he was in the military, and he's been in EMS for a while, for a pretty good while. And he goes, I swear, this is no lie. He goes, part of me just dies inside when I hear that joke. Has that joke ever really worked on anyone? Because he said they even do it back in the military to like rookies, or like newbies and all that stuff. I guess they'd be rookies or, I don't know, cadets. I don't know, but they do it to them too. So yeah, that is, it's pretty funny that like he was just like, ugh. But We all, you know, everybody's done it. It's a thing. I don't know if anybody's fallen for it, but it would be nice to have a cheat sheet. It would be nice to have at least something that said, there's no such thing. Merry Christmas. Pass it along so we can all stop making you guys look like assholes. Merry Christmas. Thank you, PMBs and V. Moving on, MTND, I guess. 777, Mountained, 777 said, $1,000 worth of mouthwash. Yow. That's mean. Not mean, but I mean, maybe true, but $1,000 worth of mouthwash. That wouldn't even count as a hint. If you gave somebody a box full of $1,000 worth of bottles of mouthwash, and they went, thank you, I could find a use for this, and they didn't get what the hell you were driving at, oh, terrible. Terrible. And so mean. I think it's mean. I'm sorry. But anyway, 777, thank you. Careless Friend 3729 said therapy. And now I'm gonna tell you a little something. I thought this might be pointed at me. Thought this might be my partner, even more than that other one. Thought this might be my partner. So I looked up the name, Careless Friend 3729, and they've had no comments except for this one. Their brand new account. It's like a throwaway account. So now I think I know this person. And what I'm saying is, duh. Of course I need therapy. This kind of is my therapy. Maybe I'm taking this personal and it's not personal. Maybe it wasn't even directed towards me. And if it wasn't, that's cool too. But just saying, if it was, no shit. Anyway, and last up, but certainly not least, and just the luck of the draw actually ends us on a pretty positive note. It says, Plastic Ambulance. Plastic Ambulance is the person, and it says, straight, give it to him to spend. Worth every penny. That is sweet there. That you think your partner is worth every penny. And that is really, really sweet. So thank you for letting me end that on a positive note. But it's the holidays, and I think I can do better. As a matter of fact, I know I can do better. But how can I do better than that? Oh, did I? I did. I just took all your names and I put them on the wheel. We're going to spin it. The winner will get the newest copy of EMSCapades Forever, the newest book, $9.95 on Amazon Prime. It will be signed and sent to you if you win on this wheel. Here we go. Trevor Q, you are our winner. How cool is that? First up on the comments, friend of the podcast, Trevor Q, also known as TJ from Michigan, totally not even planned. You won yourself a copy of EMSCapades Forever. So that's right, the fifth and for now final book. And I hope that you enjoy that coming your way. And I hope that whoever it falls on now enjoys it too, because we're doing it again. Yeah. Did you miss the spin time, everybody? I bet you did, I bet you did, That was weird. We're doing it again. And Pork Chopper 913, congratulations and a happy holidays to you. Once again, I will be sending that book out to you. If you hear this, please get me your address and I will send that out to you. And thank you so much. What the hell, we'll do it one more time. Third Christmas gift coming up. No need for spin time music. Let's just do this. And Billy B. Billy B, you are our third and final winner. And that's legit because I can't spend all of my money on you guys. I love you guys, but seriously, I'm a broke medic, so I can't go breaking the bank. But I do hope you all enjoy the presents. I gave away 3 books. Isn't that cool?
Can I spin the wheel?
You want to spin the wheel? Do you mean I'm giving away a 4th book?
Yeah.
You're going to break the bank.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and spin that wheel. Courtesy of Bridget. Taking this out of your college fund. Sam A. Sam A. on Twitter. You are our winner. Say congratulations, Sam.
Congratulations, Sam.
Say congratulations, Trevor.
Trevor.
Trevor. Say congratulations, Pork Chopper.
Pork Chopper.
And say congratulations, Billy B.
Congratulations, Billy B.
There you go. That's from Bridget. So everybody, I hope that you went ahead and had yourself a very good podcast with me.
Yay!
I enjoyed. Yay!
Yay!
And so Bridget, thank you so much for spinning that wheel. Give me 5 on that. Oh, gosh. Whew. All right. You high-five so hard. All right, run along. I'm going to end this podcast. So congratulations to all the winners, and thank you. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you enjoyed hanging out and hanging out with Bridget and I on this very special holiday one. And I've gotten so many compliments from you guys over how the podcast is going right now. You know that we're in a good headspace. We're having fun. Seems like it's upbeat. It's positive. And I hope to keep it that way. I love coming back here every week, and you guys are showing me so much love for my efforts. And I just couldn't be happier. So I hope this keeps going into the new year. But that'll be it for today. If you don't follow me on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Reddit are the places to do that. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Everywhere. Pretty much everywhere there's podcasts. And I think that covers that. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But thank you so much. I hope you enjoy your Christmas, Kwanzaa, Chanukah, as Smokey Robinson would say it. I hope that your Hanukkah. I hope you enjoy whatever holiday you celebrate. And as always, please stay safe out there. Stay healthy. And as always, I love you guys. Happy holidays. Bye.